We're going to examine a piece of television history today, the US hit sitcom MASH. Now, MASH was a comedy about army life during the Korean War, following the adventures and mischief of a group of soldiers. From 1972 to 83, MASH was a hit with audiences, running for 11 seasons. But what made it special was its anti-war message, using a bit of dark humor and absurdity to critique the then-ongoing Vietnam War. MASH continues to be aired on reruns today. So where does this lasting appeal come from, and what can MASH teach us about the world? Daryl Sparks is a senior lecturer in media studies and production from the University of Southern Queensland, and he joins us now to analyse the legacy of MASH. Daryl, thanks for joining us this morning.
No problem at all, Jack.
Thanks for coming on. Sorry about that trouble we had before.
No, that's perfectly fine. Technology.
Yeah, technology, you know how it is.
At least you're not Optus.
Don't want to be Optus at this point in time. Well, let's get straight into it, Daryl. Could you, for those of us who don't know or need a refresh, can you tell us what was MASH about?
So MASH stands for the Mobile Army Surgical Hospital, and they were a real unit, army unit, that was in the Korean War in the 1950s, and they would just be behind the front lines. And so when soldiers were wounded, they would be taken to a MASH unit. So MASH itself was a real thing, and then they decided one of the doctors who was actually with the MASH unit wrote a book called MASH, and then that became a movie in 1970. And then from that movie was so popular, they decided to make a TV series into it, which started 50 years ago this month.
Wow.
In 1972. So it centered around a group of army surgeons and nurses who were working in a MASH unit. And I wouldn't say it's a drama or comedy. I would say it's a dramedy in a way.
Right.
That, you know, it's got elements of both comedy and drama in it as well.
Cool. So I know it, was making fun of war a little bit, or poking fun at, I guess traditional ideas about what it meant to go to war, to be a soldier. How was MASH received by audiences at the time?
Well, it was interesting because the original creators, who are Larry Gelbart and Gene Reynolds, they had a comedy background. They'd worked with some of the greatest comedians ever, like Mel Brooks, for example. And so right. they were really versed well in comedy. So they wanted to pitch a comedy, set in wartime. But of course, they couldn't do it about the Vietnam War, which was happening in it was still going on in 1972. And that was because at the time, news broadcasts were beaming in quite horrendous footage of what was actually happening in the Vietnam War straight on into people's living rooms every night. And so pitching a comedy show about the Vietnam War probably wouldn't have gone down very well.
Right,
at that time. So they set it back when it was originally written, which was in the Korean War. But of course, it's a really thinly veiled critique of the Vietnam War, which was raging at the time. And, I think most people sort of picked up on that. I don't think so. But ultimately, though, I think MASH came to talk about the horror of all wars, not just Korean or Vietnam. It was the angst and trauma faced by not only the soldiers, but also those who were just behind the lines having to deal with, quite horrendous circumstances.
Right. Yeah. Very, very true. It's not just on the front lines. War was affecting everybody. Why is MASH still popular today, do you think? I know it's always on reruns. So what's keeping it going for so many years?
Well, it's funny because the last episode of MASH, which happened in 1983, was had the largest viewing audience of all time in television.
Wow.
More people watched it than watched The Landing on the Moon.
Wow, really?
In 1969. Yeah, it was massive.
Wow.
We're talking like hundreds of millions of people watched it. It was massively huge all around the world. And I think people really connected with the anti-authoritarian nature of the show itself, because the characters were very anti-authoritarian, very anti-war, very anti, I guess, you know, you would say the man back then, you know, the establishment.
Right.
But the use of comedy as well just worked really well, because each of the characters, originally when it started, it wasn't, you know, Hawkeye or Alan Alda became the main character eventually. But when it first started off, it was a real ensemble cast of different characters, and that everyone had their favourite. And, you know, it could have been, the wisecracking Hawkeye. It could be, the snivelling Frank Burns, or it could be the laconic Henry Blake, you know, Radar O'Reilly, who was, you know, a pretty crazy character. Klinger, who was a cross-dresser in there as well. So it wasn't a normal comedy where you're fixated on, like, you know, one or two characters. It was had a very large cast and a very eclectic group of funny people that were in it. So I think people, you know, really respond very well. And when we watch it now, like when you watch the episodes 50 years later, it's still funny. Like it,
right, that's the most important part, I'd imagine. But if it's still funny, people are going to watch it.
Exactly. And I think as a result, you know, the people connected so well with the characters, people connected so well with the humour, and the jokes about, you know, against the establishment, against the government, against war, are still timeless. You know, they're commentary that will resonate forever.
Yeah. We're almost out of time, fortunately, Darryl. I'd love to talk about MASH a little bit more, especially, you know, seeing how popular it was. I had no idea it was more popular than the moon landing.
Yeah.
But I guess for the last question before we go out today, what kind of legacy has MASH left for entertainment to be a critique of the powerful and social issues?
It's a very interesting one, because, Jack, I look at comedy itself and series that were set, comedy series that were set in the war, and the only ones I can think of are this and maybe Hogan's Heroes, because it's
right,
getting that delicate balance of comedy and drama, especially in something like a war zone situation, is very delicate. And I think MASH just got it right. It was like lightning in a bottle, and I don't know if that'll happen again for us. We have seen other army or war shows that are just straight drama, and that works well, but that mix of comedy, that absurdity, and that was the ultimate thing, was the themes for MASH were so strong that that resonated with the audience, because it was about the absurdity of war. And those things are universal. And in a way, coming out of Vietnam, the Vietnam War in the 70s, I think the TV show worked more maybe as a shared cathartic experience for war-weary audiences at the time, and
right,
people who were scared of the Cold War that was raging in the 70s and 80s as well.
Definitely, yeah, definitely. All great, great points. But that is all the time we've got, Darryl. Thanks so much for joining us this morning and talking about MASH.
Oh, no worries. Like, and remember, somewhere in the world, MASH is screening.
It's still
on
screening
cable
now.
Or streaming, or it's on somewhere.
Wow.
I see it all the time still.
Wow. Well, there you go. Darryl, thanks so much for dropping by this morning.
No worries, Jack.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
That was Darryl Sparks, Senior Lecturer in Media Studies and Production from the University of Southern Queensland, discussing the impact and legacy of the television series MASH. And as he says, somewhere out there, wherever you are, somewhere in the world, MASH is on TV right now. That's how powerful it is. Wow.